Psalm 17, the psalm for today. I chose verse 15. As for me, I will continue beholding your face in righteousness, rightness, justice, and right standing with you. I shall be fully satisfied when I awake to find myself beholding your form and having sweet communion with you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We don't have to wait for that sometime. We can do it right now because he's provided it for us. And this precious verse is centered in a psalm that is just a complaining sound, a sounding psalm. David was running away from Saul, and he was probably in a cave when he wrote this. So J. Vernon McGee says about this, it probably concerns the time when Saul and his men were almost upon him and came close to taking him. The psalm reveals David's trust in God, but in the final analysis, it speaks primarily of the Lord Jesus Christ. This psalm can also be a prayer for us today when we find ourselves in similar situations of trial, anxiety, or danger. After all, J. Vernon says, this is a H.I.M., a hymn book. The Bible is a hymn book.
Excellent, excellent.
It's all about him.
Yeah.
Matthew Henry states, there is no satisfaction for a soul but in God. How many believe that?
Yeah,
can we find
right,
it in the world?
Right.
It's fleeting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Satisfaction for our soul. But in God, it's complete. And in his goodwill towards us and his good work in us, yet that satisfaction will not be perfect until we come to heaven. And I question that a little bit. It won't be fully till we get to heaven, right?
Right.
Till he comes.
That's right.
But we can have glimpses of that, and we can tap into that. And that's what the messages have been about the last two Sundays. If you weren't here, really, go to YouTube and watch them, because there are fabulous keys for us in how to hear from God.
Mm.
I'm so thankful that Pastor Kev has a hearing ear to
Amen.
Hear God to bring that message to us.
Praise God.
Spurgeon tells us about this psalm. I will behold thy face. I will look upon the face of a stranger, and it moves me not. But on a friend and his face presently transforms mine into a lively, cheerful countenance. As we look and fix our gaze on the face of Jesus, something happens to us.
You bet.
And we can't keep a sorrowful or sad face when we're looking at him, and we just become filled with thankfulness for everything he's done for us. And as we behold his face, and he's looking with pleasure upon us, and we look with pleasure upon him, our satisfaction is full. Let's be there more often. Let's stand
Beautiful.
And say this together
Beautiful.
As we go into worship.
As for me,
I will continue beholding your face in righteousness, rightness, justice, and right standing with you. I shall be fully satisfied when I awake to find myself beholding your form and having sweet communion with you. And you know what it's all about? It's all about grace. Do you think it's amazing?
It is.
I think it's totally amazing. Let's sing about it.